Welcome back to another episode of Palisade Radio. This is your host, Colin Cattell. Returning on the show with us today is our good friend, Jordan Roy Byrne, publisher of The Daily Gold. Jordan, welcome back to the program.
Colin, thanks so much for having me.
Always a pleasure getting you on, and we appreciate you doing your weekly or monthly videos on the market update with technical analysis as well as fundamental. You just put one out a couple days ago, and I wanted to get you on because you've done some new research. Your research is always top-notch. This one is very revealing of what might be to come for gold stocks in 2018, and us gold bugs are tired and looking for the next move up. What's your research, and what did you find?
Well, Colin, this is really interesting. And, you know, earlier this year, I kind of compared what gold stocks were doing to the housing market, the housing stocks after the global financial crisis, because they were following a similar pattern. And in the last couple of weeks, I took a much more in-depth look at this. There's another analyst named James Flanagan from GAN Global Financial who kind of did the same thing. And he was looking at the S&P 500 during the Great Depression and comparing it to gold stocks. And because he expects that gold stocks could make another low in the next month or two, perhaps, and then that would lead to a very strong move up. And so I want that inspired me to look for more of these data points, which would compare to gold stocks. And by data points, I'm basically looking at what were the other mega bear markets out there. By mega bear market, I'm talking about at least close to 3 years of a bear market, but the loss has to be greater than 80%. A lot of bear markets are actually in the 70s, so there's not that many that declined over 80% for 3 years or more. And the three that I came up with, the three that I think correlate best to the gold stocks, are the S&P 500 during the Great Depression, the housing market during the global financial crisis, and then Thailand in the mid-90s, which had a huge bust. And basically what I found is that these the recovery after the mega bear market, it seems to follow a specific pattern, which is basically you have a really strong rise for about 6 months to a year, but then after that you have a significant correction that is more significant in terms of time. So you tend to get a correction and then you get a consolidation, which lasts usually at least a year and a half. So it starts off where you have 6 to 12 month rebound and then a correction and consolidation, which is lasting a lot longer, a year and 6 months at least. I mean, some of these examples last more. And then eventually that leads to a very strong leg higher, similar to the first leg. And so when we're looking at the gold stocks, their bear market as far as the HUI was 84% 4 years and 4 months. Then they had 180% rebound, and we're still in the correction phase. We're in the fourth month after the first year. So we've gone about a year and 4 months so far. And looking at those three best examples, how long they lasted, the S&P 500 after the Great Depression, its correction was a year and 8 months. The housing market from 2010 to 2011 was a year and 6 months. And then Thailand was a little different. Its correction, depending on how you measured it, lasted about a year and 4 months where we are now. But you can also measure it because it made the low there, but then it kind of consolidated for another year. So I have it as 2 years and 5 months in the video and in the article that I wrote a couple weeks ago. But after this point, Thailand then rallied 200% over the next 2 years and 2 months. Housing then rallied 177% over the next year and 6 months. Then the S&P 500 rallied 132% over the next 2 years. So with where we are here and now, gold stocks, again, the correction and consolidation has been a year and 4 months. And looking at the S&P 500, its correction consolidation was a year and 8 months, housing a year and 6 months. Thailand, and depending on how you measure it, a year and 4 months or 2 years and 5 months. So what this basically means is looking at that, that tells us that the gold stocks could have another, generally speaking, I mean, they could have anywhere from 3 months to a year before that really strong move takes hold. But another way to look at it is you can look at all these and measure the time between their major bottom and then the next low. And looking at the S&P 500 after the Great Depression, that example, 2 years, 9 months, housing, 2 years, 7 months, Thailand was 3 years, gold stocks here and now, I think we're just starting the 11th month after the first year. So we're nearly 2 years in between lows for gold stocks. Whereas again, if you look at the S&P 500, 2 years, 9 months, housing, 2 years, 7 months, Thailand's a little bit longer than that. I also have other examples. They're not quite as good of examples, in my opinion, but the banks during the financial crisis, Ireland during the financial crisis, they follow a similar pattern. Even the mortgage market, which its bear market was 98%, but it had nearly a 200% rebound. Then it corrected about 50% over 2 years and 4 months, and that led to nearly another 200% move. And we're actually seeing solar stocks, which you know, they had a 95% bear market, but their rebound was then 336%. So they had a larger correction that lasted more in terms of price and a little bit longer in terms of time. And that's just appears to be starting its next leg up. So, you know, we can't predict the future. We don't know exactly what's coming. I mean, we don't know when fundamentals are going to start to align bullishly for precious metals. But Colin, based on this history, I mean, for me, I'm thinking that this next leg higher for gold stocks is probably going to begin sometime in the second quarter of next year or the third quarter. Now, that gives us a pretty big window. If I had to say specifically, I'd probably say around the summer. But you never know for sure. I mean, I tend to be a little more conservative, so maybe the low will come in the second quarter. But in any case, Colin, what this data really tells me is that we there is a chance for gold stocks to have a really strong second half of next year and then a really strong 2019. So it's what we've been in over the last year and couple months. I mean, it has been tough because we've been correcting, consolidating, haven't really been going nowhere. And, you know, that looks like it could continue for at least a couple more months, maybe another 6 or 7 months. But when we know this big picture history, we know that, you know, sooner rather than later, this is going to lead to the start of another really good move.
Jordan, a skeptic might use this example to say that if you look back in history, one could find analogs to just about any situation. So in looking at this, what rang through to you saying that this looked very similar to gold and made you convinced that next year could be that second low moving into a huge rally up?
Well, what made me convinced is it makes a lot of sense to me that these severe bear markets, again, over 80%, at least 3 years in time, the S&P 500, that its bear market during the Great Depression was a few months less than 3 years. But it's just very difficult to find markets that fit this pattern of at least an 80% decline that lasts almost 3 years. And I'm sure there's some more out there, but they follow a very distinct pattern here where, I mean, if you're looking in terms of Elliott wave analysis where, you know, you have five waves up and then a correction. I mean, if you're looking at that, it's pretty clear that we have short wave one and then a much longer wave two, which leads to the next rise, that wave three, which is the best part. And just looking at the data here, the gold stocks fit these other examples quite closely where, you know, you have an initial rebound and then you have a correction consolidation, and then that eventually leads to the next leg higher. And so, I mean, when you have that kind of a mega bear market, when any market, I mean, there's so much similarity between these bear markets that it makes sense that the time after the bear market, the rebound, it makes sense that they would follow a similar pattern. Now, not everything follows that. If you look at the gold stocks from 96 to 2000, they actually had a very strong rebound and then just kept going higher and higher. So not every example follows this perfectly, but most examples follow this rather closely. And I mean, when we're talking about time and when the gold stocks can make that next low, I mean, I said that based on this history, I mean, it could be anywhere for a couple months to a year. So, I mean, that we don't know exactly when it's going to happen, but we just have a rough picture of when that next leg higher will start. And it's just, you know, based on the fundamentals, and based on the technicals and based on this history, I mean, to me, it just seems more likely than not that the gold stocks are going to, you know, sometime next year, they are going to begin this great next leg higher. But I mean, I will say it's an excellent question on your part, Colin.
Well, Jordan, let's talk about a couple other points that you had in your recent update. Just looking at starting off, let's say gold against other commodities, you're looking at a pretty weak performance over the last few months.
Yeah, gold in real terms has been fairly weak. And if you look at 2017, I mean, the dollar at one point was down 12% year to date. The dollar made a new low. It surpassed its 2016 low. But gold was not able to do that, Colin. Gold was not able to make a new high. And if you look at gold against, as you noted, gold struggling against the commodity complex because the base metals are on fire. I mean, we saw oil break out. Gold hasn't broken out yet. So gold is lagging in terms of its relative performance. And against foreign currencies, gold peaked earlier in the year, I believe around April, whereas the gold peak in dollar terms was in September. So gold is just not, I mean, this has not been, in real terms, this has not been a good year for gold. It's really just been a dollar bear market this year. It hasn't been a gold bull market. Because if you're in a real bull market for gold and gold stocks, both of them are going to be rising in real terms. They're rising denominated in all currencies and not just in the dollar. So what we've seen this year is really just a severe dollar bear market, but it hasn't pushed up precious metals prices that much because they've been so weak relative to other currencies and other assets. And that just tells you that this isn't a gold bull market yet. It's really a dollar bear market. And so, I mean, I know as we're recording this on Friday, we have seen an interesting reversal in precious metals and in interest rates. But just looking at the relative weakness in precious metals and then looking at the price action, which really isn't that great, I think there's a risk of lower prices coming in the days and weeks ahead. But that being said, Colin, we are going to lead to, I think, an important low. And again, it's difficult for us to know. I mean, is that low coming in the next couple months, or is it coming, you know, 6 months from now or 9 months from now? I mean, we can't say, but I mean, there's just a lack of interest in this market. You know, all the interest right now is in cryptocurrencies or in tech stocks or in the stock market. So this is a very neglected market. Volumes are going down. People are losing interest. So that's a good thing. I mean, eventually that's going to lead to a very significant low in terms of a point when the market's going to rebound, and then it will be able to sustain that and continue going higher and higher. I know some people think it's going to be this December after the Fed hikes, but if you look at the interest rate market, the market has already priced in the hike. It's nearly priced in, I mean, roughly half of the hike in March. So I think fundamentally looking at what the Fed wants to do, they're going to hike in December. It's already priced in. So the market is starting to price in that hike in March. But after that, the Fed could really stand aside for a while. And so I could see I could see a hike in December, then a hike in March. But then after that, the Fed really stands aside. And then maybe if inflation increases or it continues to increase at that point, but the Fed is on hold for a while, I think that is the fundamental bullish situation that you could see get people buying precious metals again. But I don't see it yet. I mean, we're certainly, the values right now in precious metals are pretty good, but I think there's a chance that they could get better early next year, probably after a a rally in January after, after the first hike, after tax loss selling, we could get a rally then, and then maybe a little more weakness after that. But certainly in the months ahead, Colin, I think we're nearing an important low, and people have to get ready for the buying opportunities, because there's already some good buying opportunities now, as you know, Colin, but I could see even more develop over the next couple months.
Following along the line of a neglected commodities market, how much importance, Jordan, do you provide or give to the Dow versus gold ratio? And the reason I ask is that these moves in the commodities and the mining stocks, whether they're up or down, are very small against the Dow, which just keeps going up and up at a faster and faster rate. And so in one metric, we're focusing very closely on the movement of these mining stocks, but long term, it seems like a smarter and smarter and cheaper place to be.
Yeah, absolutely. And, Colin, I'm going to be producing a chart book pretty soon for subscribers, and then I might give parts of it away to free subscribers. But looking at before we get into the gold Dow ratio, if you look at just gold stocks against stocks, I mean, those ratios in 2016 at that low, they were basically at the lowest level over the last 80 or 90 years. And what's been happening over the last year, of course, is gold stocks have been correcting and consolidating while the stock market has kept going up, up, up. And so these ratios could be nearing I don't want to say a double bottom, but a higher low of some sort. I mean, you'll have to see these charts, but basically I think looking at the stock market, one thing I look at is the S&P ratio against gold. So if we look at that the other way, stocks relative to gold, that has broken out in favor of stocks, and it still has some upside to go. I mean, the ratio is at about 2.07. There's a technical target near 2.5. So I think that outperformance in favor of the stock market could continue over the next couple months or 6 months or whatever. But once it gets up to that level of 2.5, I mean, that could potentially mark a major peak. And I think with respect to the stock market, I think at some point, if it's not now, it'll come, maybe early next year. At some point, we could see the stock market just have a, maybe a 7 or 10% correction. And that could lead to eventually a significant top, whether it's at the end of next year in 2019. And that would obviously be very bullish for precious metals. But yeah, I mean, it is what you've said, Colin, is very important. I mean, we're not going to see precious metals really gain a lot of traction until U.S. stocks really stall out or correct and have a bear market. If they have a 10% correction, I mean, that could definitely be a catalyst for precious metals to have a nice move higher. But ultimately, the really big move in gold and gold stocks, it's not going to come until the S&P 500 and the Dow, until they stop going up, to be honest.
All right. Well, Jordan, I always appreciate you coming on the show, as well as sharing your thoughts on your overviews you provide to Palisade Radio listeners. If anybody's interested in seeing those, they're on the Palisade Radio website, palisaderadio.com, as well as our YouTube channel. Jordan, any final thoughts to add to fatigued gold investors at this point?
Yeah, unfortunately, I think we're going to have to continue to be patient. As I said, I mean, in many individual cases, we are seeing more value spring up here and there. But I think for the sector as a whole, it just needs more time, unfortunately. And we don't know if that's a couple months, 6 months, 9 months. But based on this history, I mean, I think we should be comforted, because we know that it's probable that the gold stocks, I mean, for me, I see them performing really well in the second half of next year and then throughout 2019. And so based on that, I mean, we have to, over the weeks and months to come, we have to continue to research individual companies, wait for the market to bottom out or base out. And again, unfortunately, we're fatigued, but we're going to have to continue to be patient in the weeks and months to come, and you know, let this market bottom out eventually, and you know, let the U.S. stock market you know, get to a point where it really has to correct or has to begin a bear market. I just, where we are as we're recording this, I don't see that yet, but it's getting closer and closer. So I mean, if we can just be patient for a little bit longer, then we're going to be in really good shape once we get well into next year.
Think you understand the junior mining sector, and you think that the participants in the mining sector, junior mining sector, are good people and kind people, hit the bid.
How violent that term could be, it actually could be quite violent. It could be a rip your face off uranium rally.
And the world is always going to need raw material. It's going to need copper and gold and nickel and so forth.
Totally destabilized. Hey, troll, did you hear what's going on?